Track 3. ITV arts editor Nina Nanar says the secret of her samosas is out.
So, I've got a bit of a confession, readers. For many years, I have lived a culinary lie. It involves samosas. Not just samosas, but the most delicious samosas you will ever eat. I always have them in my house, and I mean always. I have them stocked up in my freezer, ready to go if anyone turns up. This has been going on for many, many years. Being a Punjabi Indian, I'm pretty good at cooking Indian food as taught to me by my mum. So whenever I've hosted a dinner party over the years, I have generally served up Indian food, a whole array of meat and vegetarian offerings. And I always put samosas on the table as a starter. They are gobbled down in high speed with the extraordinary chutney that comes with them. And they are legendary, hot and spicy and packed full of delicious filling. Thing is, I never really articulated fully that although I've made every bit of the rest of the food and very delicious it always is too, I haven't exactly made the samosas. But no one ever asked me, how did you make those samosas? And so I never filled them in with the detail. Many people have just thought how extraordinary my cooking is that I can make such magnificent samosas. The thought that I might have purchased them from a restaurant obviously never crosses their minds. Bless them. Until the day came when a confession was needed. A group of my friends thought it might be fun if we all taught each other how to make our best dishes. Great idea, I thought, without really thinking at all, because for them, my best meal was my samosas. I had to come clean, and my culinary standing was significantly lowered. I wonder how many people reading this have also put out food that they haven't made, but which they haven't exactly come clean about. Come on, be honest. I have always loved cooking, and I have a huge amount of admiration for chefs, often wishing that I had the ability that many of them have. One of my friends is an extraordinary chef called Elliot Grover. He's the head man at the extremely posh restaurant Cut at 45 Park Lane. I got to know him as he was chosen by the Oscars head chef Wolfgang Puck to cook for all the guests at the annual Academy Awards event. That's catering for hundreds and hundreds of people. Don't ask me if they actually eat the food, I've no idea, though I expect after they've squeezed themselves into their tiny outfits, they are desperate to stuff themselves afterwards. I know I would be. Elliot has to add an English style take on the Oscars banquet, so he does things like miniature beef and Yorkshire pudding and fish and chips. He has to make a huge amount of them, or at least his team does, because cameras from all over the world, including ours, are invited in to film the spread. It was a huge honour for Elliot to be invited to cook there, the first British chef to do so. And luckily for me, he and his mum are fans, so every time I see him in LA, he asks me to visit him at his London restaurant. I recently did, and I wish I'd taken him up on the offer every single time before. When I arrived at the building on Park Lane, there happened to be a private reception going on upstairs, a party to celebrate the 300th anniversary of Rémy Martin Cognac. I gatecrashed, of course. Luckily for me, they were also promoting Leonardo DiCaprio's very posh and environmentally friendly brand of champagne. I felt obliged to sample a bit more. What did it taste like? To be honest, I'm not sure I can remember after the seventh glass. Then it was dinner in the restaurant, courtesy of Elliot. It specialises in extraordinary meat dishes with the best products in the world. But as a veggie, I have to say the vegetarian food was absolutely delicious and exquisite. And it was the first time I've ever tasted Dom Perignon champagne. As someone who absolutely loves her bubbles and can generally be seen prowling the shelves at Aldi looking for a bargain, drinking champagne like this was a massive treat. And made me wonder why I haven't done it before. Oh yes, the price. £205 versus the £7.99 Prosecco I can normally get at the supermarket. Still, I discovered something. When I woke the next morning, ready to go into the office for ITV News, I expected to be feeling, well, a little dodgy. But I realised it's true. If you drink the good stuff, and I mean the really good stuff, you seem to be spared the awful hangover that many of us are so used to. What a revelation. It's always good to learn new stuff, isn't it? Of course, a glass of Dom Perignon and having my photograph taken with Elliot and a big bottle of Leonardo DiCaprio's champagne does not mean I will be indulging on a regular basis. I simply could not afford it. So for me, it's my homemade samosas, which I actually buy from an extraordinary Indian restaurant called Sangam, which in Birmingham, near where my family lives, is the place to go to. The owner always knows when I walk through the door that I will order a huge box of 50 or more. Recently, since The Secret came out, I've been buying them for my friends as well. I think I've been forgiven. And if any members of my family, like my sister or my mum, come to visit me in Norwich, they know I will not let them through the door unless they are clutching those samosas from Sangam. One day, I'll learn how to make them. But then, of course, no one will believe me when I tell them.